selection makes it easy to show choices that will fit your customers' needs in just one.
RDI Diamonds in New York, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael, Steve from J. Meredith.
Hey, Steve, what's up, brother?
How much? How you been?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Oh, just looking for Cameron.
He is here. He's just on the telephone.
Yeah, he never stops, does he?
Yeah, he's a busy dude, you know, always doing shit.
Hey, got it, right?
Yeah, dude, that's how you freaking keep grinding, right? How's business for you, Steve? You guys rocking or what?
You know, January I rocked it pretty well.
Nice, man.
Yeah, so the year started out great. February was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't displeased. This month's been up and down, but it might come into some decent numbers by the time next week comes up.
Nice.
So, you know, the first quarter so far so good, knock on wood. I'm not trying to figure it out. I'm just going to keep rolling the dice, you know.
Right, just keep rocking with it, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Nice, bro.
Yeah, you know, I struggled a little bit, and it was challenging in 24, 23. But 25, I, you know, brought business up a little bit. December was good, so, you know, I'm just a small guy, but...
yeah, but you're doing,
like
you know.
A little growth.
Right.
You know, I'm comfortable being basically, I have one employee and myself, that's all I need, you know.
That's great.
You know, I can, I'm more of a floor guy than I am an office guy, so I like to be interacting with customers and such, and I'm old school that way, I guess.
Yeah. Now, Steve,
you know,
what's...
one of these... Go ahead.
What's the store? Is it, are you called? What's the name of the store? Because in my system, it's JSB Jewels.
That's the name of the. That's the entity.
Right.
Of the company, but I do business as J. Meredith Jewelers.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what I thought. Right.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I'm not one of these egomaniacs that has to have you know marble floors and this and that. I want people to come in and feel comfortable, and not intimidated. So. That's kind of what I've developed over the years.
Great, man. Yeah,
so
I mean...
We can talk about baseball and football and try to keep politics out of shit, you know, and just have a nice time.
That's awesome. Yeah, good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, you know, I've been doing this since 88, and, you know, I'm still, you know, hungry. I hate to lose out on sales.
Yeah, right.
But I'm also like, I've got a balance to life right now, which is nice, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm just like,
well,
yeah.
You know, I have my flaws like anybody, no pun intended, but, you know, my heart's still in it, so.
That's all that matters. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good
mm-hmm.
stuff, buddy. Good.
Yeah,
you've
been with RDI about 20 years, haven't you?
22.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, that's awesome, too.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
Yeah, you know, the diamond industry's changed so much.
It's like constant. It's, you know, it's I feel like it's always something trying to bring the industry down, you know. But we still stand the test of time and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is what it is. Are you guys doing a lot of labs, Steve? Is that, or, you know, is that kind of...
I hate them, but I got to sell them, you know.
Well, you got to do them, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's what,
I mean,
know.
If someone wants to hand you a few $1,000, why don't you want to take it?
Yeah, right.
You know.
I mean.
So, I, you know, so I'll get them in when I need them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you need to, I mean, listen, you got to, you know. It's the, it's to me, you know, it's such, easy revenue right now, but you know, I think that
well,
the guys,
you know,
it's nerve-wracking. Some of my guys, Steve, you would have no idea. I mean, the amount of guys who take a diamond that costs $400 and they charge a customer $8,000 is like crazy.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm dead serious. Yeah, the stuff I've seen quote-unquote reputable retailers do to the end consumer in the last 5 years is fucking criminal. It's made me, like, sick to my stomach in some cases, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, everybody likes, oh, I can make such a great markup and everything on these lab diamonds. I'm like, you don't have to be a pig about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look on these websites that sell labs, and they're selling them for five times.
Oh, yeah.
Cost.
And then you go to some websites that are selling them for cost.
Yeah, and I like selling them for three times, and if I have to come down a little bit, what's wrong with a 2.7 markup?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to naturals, the margins have always been slimmer with the advent of the Internet and certs and such. So you just got to, you know, be happy with what you can make, and
right.
Hopefully it's 20%, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, no, yeah, it's crazy.
My mind's all over the place, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, but, yeah, a $400 diamond sell for $8,000, that's nuts.
Wild. Wild, buddy.
Yep.
All right, let me see if I can get Cameron for you. I'll have him call you in about 5. And, dude, I hope you have a record weekend. Maybe somebody comes in looking for a 5 carat or something.
Hey, you never know. I've had things bump in my head.
Hell yeah, buddy.
5 carat, but...
Actually, Steve, I don't know if Cameron's on the line or what, but you want me to... I mean, you got something you want me to look for? I'm happy to help you.
No, I was just going to talk to you about what I have on memo.
Okay. All right. Let me do this. I'll have him call you in 5 minutes or so.
Perfect. I appreciate it. Good talking
to
you, Michael.
Yeah, same here, Steve. Nice chat.
Yep, take care.
All right, bro. Bye.